How do you go about this attack right now?
I just mixing all my pitches at all times. That was the game plan coming in. You know, even when we got out to that big lead early, you know, Murph and I talked in between innings, and we still established our game plan. We kept with our game plan, and I feel like we executed that well today.
What did you think worked best for you tonight?
I think my curveball was pretty good tonight. My changeup and just being able to locate, moving the ball in and out, up. Going up is one of the big things I've kind of focused on this offseason coming into spring training, and I definitely saw that help my curveball tonight.
You mentioned kind of tinkering with grips this offseason. Was the curveball one that you kind of worked on?
Yeah, curveball was one that I worked on, and it was more so grip and more so just conviction all the way through, just stepping on it 100% when I do throw it, and I was happy with the way it was tonight.
Yeah, high rate of swing and miss tonight, especially in the curveball. What would you attribute that to?
I think the fastball's up. Definitely played a big role into that. You know, it's when you're able to change guys at eye levels like that and do it consistently, I feel like it's just going to open up everything else.
Obviously, seeing the offense kind of break out a little bit, how nice was that just to kind of go out there with a little cushion there?
Yeah, no, it is nice. You know, you kind of have to keep that mentality that it's a 1-0 game. Going out there and just keeping attacking guys and making guys put the ball in play, making them not walking guys. Our offense has been, they've been swinging it, I mean, pretty much every game, you know. I feel like we got a lot of guys in here that are hungry, and, you know, we're a good ball club. We take it one day at a time.
Did you throw the slider at all?
I threw it once. I got a swing and miss on it. So, yeah, it's still work in progress. But yeah, it's something that I look forward to getting more consistent in the future.
Was that to Diaz?
Yeah, to Diaz, yeah.
What question?
One right-handed there in there.
You got a fresh question,
you're
Frankie?
Nasty.
Thank you.
You're nasty.
People see you more of a ground ball pitcher, but do you feel like that's something to be a guy and get strikeouts when you need to as well?
Yeah, days like today when you kind of have everything working for you, I feel like it's a lot easier to set guys up. You have feel for basically everything, fastball, changeup, cutter, curveball. I still love ground balls. You know, most of the time it's hit at somebody. And it's just weak contact and getting outs. Keeping them all ground is always a plus.
What convinced you to maybe try the fastball up more?
Just honestly, I was talking to Sam, one of our analytics, and on my forcing, my wrist position was just a little off. I was a little too upright, and so like when I would go up, I would cut everything up. And so over, you know, from the last day in spring, after we talked about it, until now, I've kind of just trying to be more neutral with my wrist on my forcing to get the true backspin, and I feel like that's helped a lot.
That was just in the last day of spring training this year.
Yeah.
The last year, very recently.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Paul.
Thank you.